Hi there, it's Dragon Goddess here with another quick episode. Just want to reach. Obviously, I'm still waking up. I just want to wish everyone a happy Friday, happy weekend. Hope you guys are doing great. Hope you guys are taking care of yourself, eating good, listening to your intuition, and taking time for yourself. It is very important, actually. If you have been following me on social media, you may notice that my Facebook page and my other Facebook pages are not up at this time. That is because I did deactivate those. I am going on a hiatus. I am doing things for me. I am focusing on me and my son, focusing on my gifts, focusing on my life path and journey, and focusing on the things that God has installed into me to do. And honestly, Facebook is just a distraction. I can be up there, and I notice that sometimes I'll get too interested in the posts that people make, when people steal my words and my expressions and my type of posts I do. What I mean by that is, say if you take a picture a certain way, 5 minutes later you notice three people are taking the same picture with a similar caption. Things like that would irk me, and I know that's just people trying to get underneath my skin, trying to distract me. Well, guess what? If I take all that down, one, they don't know what the heck I'm doing. They don't know what I'm looking like. They don't know what I'm working on. I can still give out messages. If you are following this podcast, you will still hear from me. If you're subscribed to my YouTube channel, you will still see the videos that I post. And I have a SoSplit account and app where I do readings, like tarot readings and oracle readings. And you can actually go up there and request a booking with me. I know I post a lot of positivity, encouragement type posts on Facebook. So if you are going to miss those, if you're going through something in your life, I'll see. Basically, SoSplit, SPLIT. My name up there is Divine Oracle. Just give me a search. You'll see my face. And those who follow me on Facebook know what my face looks like. And once you find my profile, just like I said, send me a booking. Again, my name up there is Divine Oracle. And if you follow me on Instagram at diva_boss100, I've put a few images and videos about my SoSplit Divine Oracle profile and my story. I may do that again in a few days. And you can just, like I said, go find me and send me a booking, and I'll do a reading for encouragement or guidance for your purpose, your life, your journey, where you are right now, okay? I don't want you guys to think, oh, she just left, she doesn't care. I do care. But I realize right now Facebook is not where I'm supposed to be, and it's not where most of my energy is supposed to go into. There are other ways for you to follow me online, to hear my messages of encouragement, to get a divine message. There are many ways you can do that. So I felt really comfortable with that decision. I'm not changing it, okay? Now, this is going to be really, really quick. I'm just waking up. But I just wanted to end the week with my voice, end the week letting you know that you guys are amazing, ending the week letting you know that if you had a tough week, if things didn't work out as you thought, if maybe your money's short, maybe you're having relationship issues, things of that nature, just know that things happen for a reason, and it may suck, you may feel confused, you may feel alone right now, but that's not how it's going to end. And when things like this happen, it's usually because the universe, God, is saying, my child, sit down and rest, okay? Stop worrying about this other person. Take care of yourself. Stop stressing for this company that doesn't care about you, that replaces you on the dime, that doesn't really acknowledge all your strengths. Focus on you. Do something for you. Go take a break. Go take a walk. Go take a nap. I wrote a vocal story about taking a nap, and I also put it on my Wix blog. You'll probably find me on Wix. It's my title. My blog is Author Monet Graham, which is, you know, I guess you can see my legal name, whatever. Yeah, or you can also find me on Vocal under Monet Graham. I guess I consider myself an author because I like writing short stories. I did it as a kid, all the way from like middle school, high school. Hold on, I always forget to do Not Disturb. But when I was a kid, I was really forced to do like be an A student in school, which wasn't always obtainable for me. Certain subjects, one, I just didn't care about, and it also was just really hard for me. So definitely wasn't a straight A student, but I was forced to aim for that. Being so, I was sometimes stressed out. So I remember particularly, I think 1 year in high school, I had started like 3 short stories. One was about a lady that had cancer. One was just like an adventure story. And I really can't remember the third one. I think for each one, they may have had 2 to 3 chapters that I started. I was actually trying to write like books at that time. And then I just stopped. And I hate that. And I feel like that's been like an occurring theme for my life. So much that I love to do. I'll start it. I'll get enthusiastic. I'll share it on stupid Facebook. And then all of these things start happening where it's like, okay, now I can't focus on it. And that's another reason why I closed it. You guys are not going to know what I'm doing, what I'm working on. If I'm excited about something, I'll talk to myself about it. I may talk about it up here, but then I'll put it under subscription only, meaning those who hear those words are people who are actually investing, who care about me, who respect me, and who is willing to support your girl. So I think that's what I'm going to do going forth. Yeah, so this is just a really amazing time in life. I'm turning 30 in a few, let's say 7. I'm turning 30 in 10 days. Life is exciting right now. Like, guys, sometimes you just gotta do it. Like, that one thing that you've been craving, working towards, you want things to be perfect for you to start it or perfect for you to invest in it. You know what? I feel like if it's something that's calling you every day and you just can't stop thinking about it and you're pissed that you don't have it, and I'm not talking monetary, I'm talking about like goals, life purposes, things that you want to do, be involved in, things that are like entangled with your DNA, and it's like, I am pissed that I can't do these things right now, I would just say, you know what, go for it, just do it, because while you're waiting for things to be perfect for you to start to doing it, you'll be waiting for years. You'll wake up one day, you'll be like 50 years old, and you're like, wow, not only do I still not have what I need to, or what I think I don't have to get started, now I'm older and don't even know if I can do it, you know? Don't do that. And I feel like the closer I got to my 30th birthday, as you guys know, I left my job. But I left my job because I was living in a hotel suite, okay? It was like $2,400 plus a month. And I was a HR recruiter, doing a lot of phone interviews. I did office interviews as well, things of that nature. You know, but vetting through resumes and stuff, applications. And I was doing good, but as you know, it's the pandemic. Some people would start a job in a job that day or not go back the next week. Some people wouldn't even come in for their secondary interview. And because of that, it was pressured on me to make calls, schedule interviews. The thing is, the people I was working in the office with were shopping online, were not taking their calls, so I became their receptionist. So when I should have been recruiting, I'm trying to resolve their issues because they're not talking to people who have questions about their job that they've either were about to start, have started, or was ended, and they don't know why. Of course, I don't know why either because, again, my job was to recruit, but yet I'm taking these calls, talking to these people. I loved it. I actually started to get familiar with these people and, you know, just kind of grow a little relationship with them. Things like that just happen over time when you talk to people a lot. But, yeah, And towards the end, when prices were increasing, again, I left around November of last year, I went to my boss because my 1 year anniversary was in October. So in November, I was like, hey, my 1 year's here. I would like to get a raise because my check that I got paid weekly does not pay for my weekly fare at this hotel. And my boss knew, well, it was a husband-wife ownership. My bosses knew that I was in a hotel because the husband literally came to my hotel room one day with a 20 because I didn't have gas to get to work. Now, with all of this, okay, that they know in their head, I've been working for them for a year, loyal. When some people wouldn't even work for a day at a job, I was there 11 months and like 2 weeks. Loyal. I asked for a raise. They said, oh, not at this time. But then guess what, guys? They brought in a teacher who quit his job, you know, because teaching got so hard because, you know, they weren't getting paid enough. But I guarantee you, he was making more than me. But let's move on. They hired him. But they interviewed him, did a second interview, offered him the position, and that was the last day I worked there. You know why? I'm not mad that he got a job. If that's really what his desire was or what his purpose was, that's great. However, I was there first and I was working hard and he knew my situation. And I guarantee you a $1-2 raise for me is a lot less than what you're going to pay this guy for his salary. And that's why I left. Because when you don't appreciate people, when you don't appreciate me, and this is my new thing, and I guess it's because I'm coming close to 30, when you don't appreciate me, the things that I do, the things that I don't even tell you that I do, but then you don't think I'm worth what I'm asking for, I'll leave. And I don't care if things get harder for a few period, because I know it's going to get better. You want to know why? Because I work from my heart. I work from helping others. I work from doing good. I work from being honest. And I work from not sabotaging, or hurting other people. I don't hurt other people. That is never my goal. When I wake up in the morning, literally, I'm like, okay, I'm up. It's a beautiful day. If it's raining, it's a beautiful day because I love rain. Like, it's a beautiful day. I have goals. I have dreams. Let's get this day started. See what adventure we can find. That's my mindset. Other people wake up and they're angry. They're mad. They're jealous. I can't deal with that. I'm not dealing with that. I freaking refused, okay? If you look around this world right now, there's so much hate and unbalance, and that's the reason. And a lot of people who come from love, they get crapped on because people think like, oh, they're just going to take it. Oh, they're nice. Oh, blah, blah, blah. No. I think this is the new era of you reap what you sow. You take advantage of people who have nothing but good intentions for you, who are trying to build your business, who is working hard, who had goals, who was focused, and you want to crap on those people. Well, look at the outcome. I don't care if it takes 2-10 years. Look at the outcome. You're going to notice eventually, oh, I think I did the wrong thing. Why did I let that person go? Why did I not support that person? Why did I not see if that person had an offer? And by then, it's too late. And that's what we call karma. There's a lot of different types of karma, but that is another example of karma. I just want you guys to know, if you're like me, who, like I said, my whole life in school, I was forced to be an A+ student. I didn't have friends. I had friends, but not like close friends. Not like... And when I did, it's like eventually they moved away or they left my school. And I tried to stay in contact with them, but over time, it just dwindled out because that connection, that closeness wasn't there. And that's just how my life's been. I'll like someone, they're like, oh, be my friend. Okay. Then I may go through something in life and I realize they're not really a friend. As long as I fit certain conditions, then they'll talk to me. Then they'll be nice to me. If I don't fit that condition or something happens in my life that may have actually been even out of my control, then they're gone or they're talking behind my back. They're laughing now. I come back on top, they're mad. Why? Because when they were talking about behind my back, they didn't think I was going to be anything. Well, thank God that you're not God. You're not controlling my life. I know what my life is and I know who I am. And even if I die poor, you know what I'm going to die? I'm going to die happy. And that's something a lot of you rich people, a lot of you entitled people, a lot of you high positioned people will never have. Because you're miserable. Because you suck. Because you lie. Because you cheat. Because you use. And I don't do any of that. Even if it's just me and my son grows up, he goes away, it's just me. I'm going to be thankful that I'm me. I love me. I love me. And that's just what it is. You don't like it? Okay, why are you still listening to this podcast? Probably because you notice my Facebook's not there and you want to know what I'm doing. Why does that concern you? We're not friends. When's the last time you talked to me? When's the last time or when's a time you've ever supported any of my businesses? I want that to sit in for a second. I am so content being alone. Because, again, I know my heart and I know what I can do. I know my skills and I know my gifts. And I want you guys to have that same mindset. You're going to come in my life and then leave? Okay, fine, screw you. That changes nothing. I want you guys to know that when people leave or when people disappoint you, when people try to hurt you, it changes nothing. Why? Because you are still an amazing person, and that person that tried to hurt you, or even if they did temporarily, is going to get back 5 times worse pain, and it really isn't due to you. It's because the universe is balancing things. When you try to do things of people of love who come, who have missions in life to support, help, create programs for communities, to do outreach, to literally assist others, and you try your hardest to hinder that person, I feel sorry for you, because God, universe, whatever you want to call it, whatever you want to believe in, literally it's the same thing. God is going to come back with the wrath. Why? Because how dare you mess with his child, or how dare you mess with their God's child. I am part of a group that do also believe that God, I believe, may actually be a woman, because when you think about it, all living things come from women. When we talk about human aspect, it's just, I'm not saying that, I'm just saying that I've kind of come to terms that that could be an option. I know we live in a world where it's like man, but let's be real, man couldn't birth crap. Men do a lot of stupid things. Sometimes they don't do stupid things because their wives, their girlfriends are telling them don't. We really are the backbone, and to me it makes more sense for God to be a woman, but that's another thing for another day. But my point is, if you try to hurt and sabotage these light workers who only want the best for people, who only love people, who only want to do their purpose, you're going to feel it. And again, it may not be instant. A lot of people think they get away with shit. And then before you know it, boom. You're going away for 20 plus years. You're not coming out. Boom. You lost everything. Boom. People around you are dying. Boom. Why is this happening to me? What have you been doing for years to people who have done nothing to you? You need to wake up. Take accountability for your actions. I do. Sometimes I notice that I get myself in trouble. I do that trying to like impress people, trying to fit in. And it's, I swear, the closer I got to 30, well, I guess you can say dirty 30, the closer I got to 30, it's like, screw people. I don't care about any of this. I know I made a post on my Facebook, and of course it's gone, so you can't look for it or search it anymore. But I made a post, I think it's the Netflix show called You, about some guy that's like obsessed with a girl, and I guess he like killed people or whatever for her. I made a post, and people were like, oh yeah, it's amazing, because I mean, how long has it been out? And I never saw it. And I was like, yeah, I'm totally going to have to see it. And everyone's like, yeah, do it. You guys know I still have not seen that stupid show. And I'm sure it's probably good. But the thing is, I'm going to live my life on my terms. If things are coming up, if I'm out here researching stuff, because I'm always researching about technology, software, programs, business ideas, I'm always researching. If I feel inclined to, I may eventually watch it, but people talk about it so much, I feel like I already know what's happening. And honestly, I don't feel pressed to watch it. I already know what it's about. But that's not even the point. The point is, a lot of people will see something like, oh, you guys have to see the show. And then people will go see that or watch the show. And when two things happen, you like the show, you don't like the show. But at the same time, because of someone's word, you're going to spend a whole day watching a show. In my opinion, I'd rather spend that whole day planting seeds, being productive. So one day, I get all these blessings and rewards back into my life. And I noticed that some people would get really, really jealous or mad as I would make a post like, oh, I just got this. Oh, I just got this payment. Oh, this business is doing really good. I am so thankful for how this is turning out. And people got mad. And I noticed because the energy towards me would change. And I think it's funny now. It's like, you know what? Everyone says we have the same 24 hours in a day. I'm sorry that I don't feel like I need to follow the crowd and do what everyone else is doing. That same 24 hours where you're watching a TV show that's honestly, let's be real, it's fake. Okay, it's entertainment only. But I know people who are like, oh my God, can you believe Chad cheated on blah, blah, blah. Like, I'll watch a show here and there. And then I'll never think about it again. Or I'll watch a show for one day, like, oh, and like binge watch it. I'm like, oh, that's good. And then the next days, I'm just working constantly. You know, I would just want to say to anybody out there who may be like that, okay, you can have your show, that's fine. That's fine. I mean, if that's what you do, do you, boo. That's my main thing, do you. Don't try to be somebody you're not. Don't try to push somebody to be something they're not. Just everybody do you. But don't be mad if this person is having really good success or is really productive because they're choosing not to be a sheep. They're choosing not to sit in front of a TV all day. They're choosing not to follow the crowd. That's them. And if you want something different, then do that. Be proud enough of who you are to stand up saying, okay, I may have done this in the past. I'm not doing this anymore. It's not who the heck I am. And I want to achieve things. I want to travel. I want to do this and that and that and that. You can. Okay? If you're listening to this, I want this to be your motivation for this weekend, this next upcoming week. You can do anything you set your mind to. But I feel like people take that and run with it. You can't do anything negative, harmful, and hurtful to people and think you're going to get away with it. That's not how nature works, okay? You'll get away with it for a season, and then that's coming right back to you, and I hope you're prepared, and honestly, a lot of people are not, because you think you got away with it. Ha! I broke those people up. Ha! I made her lose her job. Ha! I destroyed her character, and now no one likes her. For a season, boo. Because what's real is real, and that shit doesn't die. What dies is your lies and your sabotage. And then people eventually will start noticing, all this person does is talk down on people. All this person does is backstab. All this person does is just be negative. And then eventually they're going to leave you, because no one really likes to be in that energy. And the ones that stay, they're just of the same frequency, meaning that eventually it means that they're probably doing the same thing to other people, but just like those other low vibrational people, you're going to get your karma back. That's how nature works, okay? That's how the universe works. It's how it works, guys. So if you are feeling alone, unsure of the future, scared about your financial situation. Let's see what else. Unloved. Unwanted. neglected by others, always an outcast. No, that is for a season. And when that season starts to change, your mindset has to change as well. You have to know that you are an amazing person. You have to know that you are loved, that you are important, and that you really don't need anybody to be happy. And when you get to that level, you'll notice things in your life start to change because your mindset has changed. I know a lot of people say this online, probably on podcasts as well, but it's true. And I feel like it needs to be put out into the universe. These people who literally goal is to steal, hurt, rob, talk down on, backstab people, they are going to get theirs because it's only a matter of time. Stay your good heart itself. Stay your amazing, unique, creative self. Okay? Because one day, you're going to look back on everything and laugh. That people tried so hard to bring you down, yet when you look at your life, you'll realize, wow, I've come so far. I'm proud of myself. That's amazing. And I'm going to leave that there. Hope you guys have a blessed, blessed Friday, a blessed weekend, and please, please always stay true to yourself. Bye.